Good evening. Today is January 4th, 2012. Happy New Year to all of you listening. The PNB Governance Committee will be meeting this evening. Will be called to order now by myself, Marcel Reed, co-chair, at 8:56 p.m. And first, I will do roll call. Jessica Apollinaro. Mal Bernstein.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Gail Dixon.
Here.
Sasha Putran.
Here.
Bob Lederer.
Here.
R. Paul Martin. Brenda Medina. Tony Norman. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Nancy. John Winger. Okay. Brenda Medina said that she would not be joining us tonight. Nancy said that there is a meeting at KPFT, and she will not be joining us or will be joining us late. R. Paul Martin said that he would try to join us, but it would probably be late. And Tony Norman is in a Finance Committee meeting at WPFW.
All right.
So we have reached quorum, and the first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Has anyone had a chance to read all of the minutes that Nancy sent out this afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. I read the minutes she sent out as well. I haven't had an opportunity to check them because I was not on for the full meeting. Since we've all had a chance to read the minutes, would we like to accept them or as they are?
This is Gail. I haven't read them yet, but so I'll just abstain since I can't honestly say I looked at them yet.
And this is Sasha, and I haven't read them yet.
Okay, so neither Gail nor Sasha have completed reading them. Because I wasn't on for the whole of the meeting, I'm not in a position to approve of what I read, and I haven't listened to the tape yet. Of those of you who have finished reading them, do you approve of the minutes the way they are?
This is Bob. Actually, I haven't read them either, so I would move to postpone till next month.
Yeah, I've looked at them, but I find them hard to understand.
Okay, so let's make a motion to approve the minutes in next meeting as opposed to next month.
Yeah.
So okay.
Yes.
Okay. Since it is hard to take the notes often from the recording, would someone be willing to stand as temporary secretary for the length of this meeting?
Isn't the meeting being taped?
Yes, it is.
But then somebody would need to take the minutes from, listen to the meeting and take the minutes from it.
Yes. Okay, well, maybe we can decide that later. Let's move on to item number 4 on the agenda, approval of the agenda. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Kathy. I think I just downloaded the minutes. I don't really believe I have the agenda. I misunderstood this for the agenda, I think.
Okay. Why don't I forward them? Can someone forward the agenda to Kathy?
Well, that won't help if unless it's very long, would it be possible to read it?
Yes, I'll be happy to read it. One is called to order. Two is roll call. Three, approval of minutes. Four, approval of agenda. Five, agenda. And then 5-1 is choose next date. Two, from PNB, how many meetings called that miss quorum before the committee is reorganized? And then under number two is shall we create some form to promote, nurture, and encourage quorum meetings. Number three, shall there be non-quorum reports for evidence of attendance and absence at PNB committee meetings? Number four, what is the under number three, what is the content of non-quorum PNB committee meetings reports? Call to order, comma, roll call, comma, adjournment, question mark. And then number four, bylaws wording with more teeth and clearer guidelines regarding procedure / rights of LSB / committees / members to access information from a manager may be beneficial. And then five, how can we create better staff protection and rights? And number six, adjourn.
Okay, thank you. So are these agenda items all coming to us from the PNB?
They should all be coming to us from the PNB. This was the agenda that Nancy posted at, I don't see the time, at 4:13 p.m. this afternoon is the date stamp I have on my time stamp. Have on mind. Are we approving the agenda as is, or would we like to combine several of these areas or eliminate some?
Where did you find the agenda?
It was at PacGov.
I see.
This is Tracy for the stack, Marcel. Unless you know something that I don't think that most of these items are coming from anywhere but Nancy. I think these are items Nancy is, as the secretary, putting on the agenda, and they're items that she wants the committee to deal with.
I do think that they
try
to her local station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand that. Reading them through now, I do understand that. I think that we may need to eliminate or combine some of these agenda items together. Before, I thought there was a motion, so I asked for some clarity if indeed there was a motion in a previous agenda. I really haven't had a chance until sitting down now to read this agenda through.
It's Gail. Are you, Mal?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I think you were trying to ask before I did.
No, I wasn't trying to say anything.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard somebody.
No.
So are you saying that this agenda was intended for her own station meeting?
No, I don't think so. I think these are questions that she has at her own station, and she's trying to have them addressed within the governance committee. And it's too specific. We address broader broader areas of concern than what's going on at the Pacific Station. I do remember, though, that I asked that people, if they have agenda items, would they submit them by January 1 noon? And I know that was a bad time. I just wanted to get them out if there were agenda items. I didn't remember seeing any. Do we have anything that we'd like to add to the agenda for this evening's meeting?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
My recollection from the last meeting is that all of these items that Nancy has listed were items that we had at least some or in other cases a lot of discussion at the previous meeting but didn't reach any resolution on any of them. So they may have originated from her the first time, but they've been on a couple of agendas, and she just reworded some of them, but... And so I don't know why in number two she wrote from PNB, because it has nothing to do with the PNB. These are just items that she or other members have asked us to talk about, and we've been talking about them, and so so she's saying, you know, well, let's continue talking about them and see if we can resolve any of them.
Fine, okay. Then how would you like to have this agenda reworded? I'm just reading it verbatim.
Well, I think it's okay the way it is. It just strike that on number two where it says from PNB, because that doesn't really follow. But everything else, I mean, these are questions we've been grappling with.
Okay. I'm making corrections as we're speaking, so I'll draw a line through from PNB. So we move to accept the agenda as is, or are there other corrections?
It's Bob. I had one other suggestion. Can we put an end on adjournment time of 10 p.m. Eastern? I'm proposing that as an amendment to the agenda.
I think that's a good idea. My ear gets tired holding the phone anyway.
It's fine with me. Bob, for years I've been known as the one-hour meeting.
Hooray.
I am known to shut a meeting down after 59 minutes. I've tried to curb that habit, but I'm very good at closing a meeting down after 59 minutes. Okay, so with the following amendments, do we accept the agenda as proposed?
Yes.
Okay. So it is accepted. Let's choose the next date for the meeting.
Arpal.
Hello, Arpal.
Is the meeting on?
Oh.
Hello.
Hello. Is the meeting?
Hello.
Is the meeting going on?
It is.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Yes. The next item, Gail. We've accepted the agenda with the amendments that Bob has put forward.
Are you talking to Gail?
I thought Gail was speaking to me. I'm sorry.
Oh no. I heard someone's voice come on.
Oh no, that's our Paul. Okay. So the amendments were approved without objection, so we'll move forward. So we're choosing the next date.
Okay.
Does anyone propose the next date for the next meeting?
Can anyone see the calendar?
Yeah, this is Bob. I'm looking at it, and it's fairly open. The only things in February are the 7th, 8th, and 9th. So why don't I suggest Wednesday the 15th, since Wednesday of February, that is. Wednesday seems to have been working out for most people.
Question?
Yes, who's speaking?
Arpal from BAI. The PNB meets on... at the end of January, aren't they going to appoint a new convener? And
yes.
We'll have new people, and doesn't the convener determine when the committee actually meets?
Yes. Arpal would be correct. I mean, you can put in a tentative date, but obviously the new committee will either meet on that date or not meet on that date.
Well, the 15th doesn't work for me. Anyway.
So we'd like to leave it until the committee has been reconvened to select the next date?
I think you certainly could.
I propose that we pick at least a tentative date to keep things moving.
I think so, because one of the complaints and what we're addressing here is the fact that it takes so long for these committees to reach quorum.
Well, and even to start working in the year. Last year was a disaster.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you entirely.
So I think we should pick a tentative date and push to keep the process moving.
So can we agree upon the date that Bob has proposed, or would we like another date?
Yes.
Okay, so the tip date for the next meeting will be 2/15?
No.
Marcel, perhaps you didn't hear Mal say that
was a
good
date for him. If that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Can we try either the 14th or the 16th?
Now remember, the 14th is Valentine's Day.
I know.
What about the 16th?
Yeah, this is Bob. I'm not available on the 16th.
And Kathy's not available on the 14th.
And the 15th doesn't work. While you're looking at the calendar, Bob, do you see any other open dates?
Every other day of the month is open except the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Okay, I'm not looking.
How about the 13th?
Well, the second Wednesday of the month is when we have our LSB meeting at W.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's the 8th.
That's the 8th, okay. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Yeah.
Then let's pick any other of the other days.
I heard him just suggest Monday the 13th.
Yeah.
Okay, does that work for everyone?
Mondays are awful for these things.
I'm not entirely sure, but generally speaking, it works.
Okay, so we have a tentative date of 2/13. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and choose that date.
What?
Would someone
What's
like
next?
To make a motion to choose the date? Okay. So the date is 2/13. Okay. Now, number two. How many meetings called that miss quorum before committee is reorganized? And I understand what Nancy means. I don't think this is quite the way she means to.
I have a point of information.
Certainly. Kathy, WBAI.
Yes. Are we talking about an LSB committee or a PNB committee, or are we talking about both?
Right now, I believe she's talking about a PNB committee.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's the whole conversation. It's been only about PNB committees.
Okay. Okay. So I'd like to be on the stack.
Certainly. Let me start a new stack. Okay, Kathy?
I'm sorry.
Is there anyone else that would like to be on the stack? Okay, Kathy.
Okay, so it's basically a question. Are we looking to write a bylaw that would change the rules of the committee? Because it's my understanding that the committees are defined by the bylaws. And if I'm wrong, I guess I would like to know that, but I was wondering if this is the objective to write a bylaw change.
This is Bob?
Yes.
Okay, here's my understanding from now, I think, 3 or 4 meetings where we've discussed this a lot. First of all, we have to just recall for everyone the rule that's currently in place, which is not a bylaw, but it's a resolution, or actually a couple of resolutions passed over time by the PNB. And that is that if a member of a PNB committee misses 3 consecutive meetings, they are off the committee automatically without any vote. There's no process of excused or unexcused, unlike, it's in contrast to the provision that's spelled out in the bylaws for LSB attendance, which does make reference to three consecutive unexcused absences. But in the PMB case, the committee case, the bylaws are silent, and so it's up to the PMB to set the rules, and the rule that they chose, which they could alter if they wanted, is three consecutive absences without any reference to excuse or not. There's somebody talking in the background. Could they please mute?
#1
There's somebody who's talking in the background. Could they please mute? It's a little hard to hear. All right. Well, anyway, so there's that rule, and then that was later kind of clarified to say that when the second consecutive absence occurs, the committee chair should notify both the LSB and the member in question and warn them that you are at risk. If you don't show up a third time in a row, you will be removed from the committee. So that's in place. We passed as a committee, in order to address this problem, which has hit our committee particularly, people put forward the idea, well, maybe we can tighten it further and count and propose that the PNB start counting non-quorum meetings at which which were properly and officially called, where people didn't show up towards the three. So that was passed and recommended now, and it's sitting in front of the PNB for decision whether they want to agree with that extension of this rule or not. But I don't think anybody has been talking about amending the bylaws. It's more about whether there's anything we can do in the way of rules, such as saying if a committee tries on X number of occasions, 2, 3, 4, whatever number, to convene a meeting but is consistently unable because of lack of quorum, should the PNB at that point intervene and say, we need to do something to change who's on the committee? I'm finding difficulty in seeing how that could work, because if people are, you know, not showing up, I mean, you do have that rule about three in a row of convened meetings and then they're off. And beyond that, I don't know how you can squeeze people out of an LSB that don't want to serve. So maybe there could be something simple like after two times of no quorum, a special message should be sent to the PNB saying, hey, we're in distress. We're having trouble meeting quorum. Can the PNB have a discussion about it at least, just to kind of raise everyone's consciousness? Perhaps that would be an intermediate step, but that's all I can think of. It's a hard problem to solve.
Thank you, Bob. Is anyone else to the stack?
Arpal.
Hi, Arpal.
Okay. Yes. I think what we're trying to do here is fix through a resolution something that can't really be fixed through a resolution. Most of the committees I've been on have managed to meet and all of that. The idea of a committee isn't meeting in time, and so you'll bring that to the PNB. There's so much pending on the PNB that they haven't even gotten to. And these are pressing things in some cases. And so bringing up, you know, one of your committees isn't meeting, isn't getting its quorum, I don't think the PNB will ever get to it. And then what are they going to do? Reorganize a committee for the PNB members, because they can't really do anything to the LSB, and most of the committees, all but one of the PNB committees, is two-thirds LSB members and one-third directors. So, you know, the bulk of people not showing up and making a quorum not happen is going to come out of the LSB members, and I don't think there's anything the PNB can really do in a practical way about this. So I think the thing is, folks just have to bring up to their LSBs that, hey, we have to be serious about this, and if you're going to put somebody on a committee, put them on and they'll show up. You know, ask people if they're going to show up for these meetings. Don't just say, well, we got to put in two bodies. Who will do it? And you start effectively drafting people who really don't want to be there. And, yeah, those are the people who aren't going to show up. So I don't think a resolution would actually fix this. It would just go to the PNB, and it would get stuck there forever. So that's it.
Okay. Sasha?
Yeah, well, it occurs to me that perhaps we could send something on to the PNB. I'm sorry about that. That would say something to the effect of, you know, they don't show up for three meetings, they are automatically off the board, and the chair of the committee is to immediately advise the appropriate LSB that they have to elect a new committee member.
That's already.
And it doesn't have to go before the PNB for them to then send it back to the committee to say, okay, you can replace a committee member.
That's already in effect.
So why would this take up? Why would this never be handled by the PNB?
Can I answer, Marcel?
Sure, please.
The situation that so exactly what you said is current policy. The problem is what happens if you don't even get enough people to have a quorum. So therefore, that policy doesn't kick in, right? Because the current policy is three meetings. Of three quorum meetings that you miss, and you're off the committee. But if the meeting, it's like a catch-22. If the meeting doesn't reach quorum because people don't show up, it doesn't count towards the three. So what I guess Nancy and other people were posing the question was, is there some supplemental way when you're not yet at the threshold where the resolution in effect that currently guides this kicks in before you get to that point? Is there something short of that where you can come to a PNB meeting and say, we're having a problem. Can you help us somehow? People are not showing up. But I actually did, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I have an opinion for the stack when you're ready, Marcel.
Well, if I may, then can you, forgive me, then I was listening with half an ear. It seems to me that we don't want to go back to the PNB with anything. Any kind of solution should be, as I was taking it at first, you know, that it should be that this is the automatic resolution, that if a committee can't meet for three meetings in a row because it never makes quorum, therefore fill in the blank should be done immediately rather than it gets sent to the PNB who has to act.
Is there anyone else for the stack?
Kathy. Kathy for the stack.
Okay. When you speak, would you please identify your station as well, just in case someone is listening?
Kathy from WBAI for the stack.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. You're next.
Thanks. I guess it would seem that it would only have to go back to the PMB once to pass the motion to change the recommendation. So if we want to change it from three quorum meetings to three unquorum meetings, that would first have to be passed as a motion, I believe. And then once the PNB passed the motion, then it would just be between the committee and the various LSBs. So it would have to go to the PNB first, I believe, in the form of a motion.
Bob, for the stack.
Bob, for the stack.
Well, for the stack.
That was Bob and R. Paul.
R. Paul, okay. Okay. Bob?
Okay, well, what Kathy just described is exactly what this committee passed on to the PNB, I think it was 2 months ago, and it's been sitting and waiting for a vote by the PNB. It's to extend the current rule, which is if you miss three quorum meetings in a row, you're off. And the new rule we proposed was if you miss three meetings, whether quorumed or not quorumed, you're off. So that's pending. We'll see what they do with that. But I did have another thought, which is not exactly a total solution, but I know that there have been some members of this committee, and I think I remember this happening on other committees, that explain when they do come back after a long absence. They say, the problem is you picked a night of the week that I can never come because I have a class or I have a work commitment or whatever the case may be. So maybe one thing we can, I don't know if you really need a formal resolution, but certainly we can do on this committee and maybe encourage in other committees, is to say, you know, when you see a pattern of people not showing up, check in with them and see what the problem is. And if it is a problem of pretty consistent scheduling, maybe you should resort to more regular polling of the of the whole committee, including the non-attendees. Because the dynamic often is, okay, when's our next meeting? Those of you who are on tonight's call, weigh in. And the very people who are not able to come have no say in choosing the next meeting. And so then they repeat their absence. So maybe if there was more use of online polling, that I'm not saying that's the cure-all, but it might help a little bit. So just a suggestion.
Thank you, Bob, WBAI. Now, R. Paul.
R. Paul Martin from WBAI. First of all, let me say I think the idea of I disagree with the motion that is going to the PNB about if it doesn't have a quorum, it counts as one of the meetings, because, you know, I can see not only a lot of screw-ups there, but I can see some mischief potential there. But besides that, one of the things we've had with this committee is that it didn't start out so hot. And when someone did convene it, we didn't know about it. I mean, it was convened for the 29th of June, and it was I stumbled across it. I stumbled across the kpftx.org calendar listing, and I said, "What's this?" And I started, you know, posting to this to our mailing list and all, and saying, "Wow, what's going on?" And that's how some of us, at least, found out about it. No one was really told. So I think that this committee got off to a bad start this year, last year, because the convener, should have gotten a list of who's supposed to be on it, should have found out where the mailing list for the group is, and started getting that organized and telling people, okay, the committee's here are the new PNB members, the new directors for the committee, who else is here, and getting the names of and email addresses of who's going to be on, and just organize it, get it set up, and find out who can meet when, and then go. Because what's happened here is, you know, meetings have been called that we didn't have any idea there was a meeting, and it was so late. So that's what we've had. So I think largely this particular committee has been handicapped greatly by beginning badly. And if we could just make it so that whoever the PNB appoints to be the convener for the next iteration of this committee will just start right away and get on the mailing list and tell people and really get people together, then I think it'll go a lot more easily. Because if you look, we started...
Okay, this is Tracy for the stack.
We started missing right away, and we never really recovered well. That's it.
Okay. I have Tracy. Is there anyone else for the stack? Okay. Well, I'd like to be the last person on the stack. Tracy?
Yeah, well, the PNB did receive a legal opinion from counsel, I believe it was December of 2009, that stated that LSB member, that people can't be kicked off of LSB member of LSB committees for not attending non-quorumed meetings, and that came from counsel. So my guess is that that would apply as well to PNB committees, since LSB committees and PNB committees generally have much of the same overarching rules that they're subject to in the bylaws. So I think the non-quorum thing is not going to go very far because of that previous legal decision. I think that there's already a commotion about missing three quorumed meetings that applies to PNB committees, as Bob had mentioned. So unless we're trying to drop that to two quorumed meetings or one quorum meeting, and I assume that we're not, then I think this sort of has already happened, and it's a question more of implementation by committees and committee chairs than it is perhaps a question of needing a motion or a new resolution. In other words, the three quorumed committee meetings resolution would still be in effect. It's just not being used, which has been an ongoing problem. The other thing I would say is I think the problem with convening, and I think the PNB is sort of addressing this informally, is that you had people convening PNB meetings who were first-time PNB members and didn't really know how to do it. They didn't know how to operate the KPFDX calendar. They weren't quite sure what to do. They didn't know how many members from LSBs that were supposed to be on the committee. The governance committee is one of the committees that suffered from that the most, and there are a couple of others. And I think that a decision was made in recognition of that, that conveners would be people who had been on the PNB either before in a previous year or in some other previous year, that, you know, had a bit more of a sense of what the responsibilities of a convener are. So I think that might kind of help the problem. I think the two committees that didn't meet until June or July, or at least two out of the three, were in that position. They were rookie conveners, and they just ran into obstacles and barriers and didn't know how to do things and didn't ask until it was really too late. So that's all.
Okay, if there's no one else for the stack, I'd like to comment on this. It's Marcel W. Okay. I remember that this has come up several times, and though I've been out of it for about a month now, I do remember having a discussion with this, and I know that two of the committees were convened by people from my own station, and I spoke to someone recently, and they told me that they were serving on a committee that I know as of November had never met quorum, had never reached quorum, and that they were simply having meetings that were non-quorum meetings. And I believe there was one other committee in addition to governance that started really, really late, and I think one of these other committees still has a convener. So we have to do something, whether it's implementation or whether it's training, but we have to do something. This just cannot continue, in my opinion, with no way for these committees to ever reach quorum, because the business of the committee is, I think, is important to Pacifica.
This is Kathy. On the staff.
Anyone else?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay, Kathy.
Maybe Tracy at the end, if I can go again, but at the end.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, you know, that this has happened, on several of the committees over the years that I've noticed, where it becomes difficult to convene. And I think part of the problem is just the people tend to sign up for committees, too many committees than they can actually handle. And then when you begin to balance the LSB committees with the PNB committees, with the meetings of both bodies, that people just become overwhelmed with the amount of responsibility. And so it just might be that we have to begin to look at this from a more realistic perspective, that I think it's wonderful to have two members from each LSB, but my question is that required? Should maybe the committee should only start with those people who are committed to participating, and we shouldn't have people on there just for the sake of having the two members per LSB?
It's required
by the
bylaw.
So I don't know if that's required.
It
but
is.
But maybe that's the problem.
It's required by the bylaws.
It is required.
Yeah.
Sasha for the stack?
Tracy for the stack?
Okay, so far I have Kathy, Tracy, Sasha. Is anyone else for the stack?
Kathy already spoke. Okay. Sorry, that was Kathy from WBAI that just spoke.
I know. Okay, Tracy?
Oh, thanks, Marcel. I think, as I said before, that implementation of the MIS 3 forum meetings and your off the committee would actually substantially improve things. While the bylaws say that two members from each LSB must be seated if people from the LSB wish to volunteer, I don't think the bylaws say that if folks on the LSB don't wish to participate in the committees that they must be forced to. So I do think there's an option of saying there are two LSB seats available on this committee if you would like to serve. Are there any volunteers? If not, then those seats don't need to be held open. And I think a number of the committees might get smaller on that basis, because I think many people on the LSBs are basically bullied into participating on the PNB committees, and they don't really. They say okay, and then they don't show up. Otherwise, I think, what was I going to say about the quorum stuff? You can't throw individuals off of committees because they don't attend non-quorum meetings. However, you probably can put a committee on a sort of inactive status if, in fact, it attempts to meet a certain number of times and is totally unable to. I don't think that would violate the bylaws, and essentially that's what happens anyway. It's also true that while we have standing committees in the bylaws, not all of the committees that we are now convening are standing committees in the bylaws. And if it is, in fact, not a standing committee in the bylaws, and it doesn't seem to have enough energy to meet quorum, then there would not, I think, be any problem with it falling to inactive status and ceasing to meet. And I think at this point, about at least a third, and maybe a bit more of our committees are not standing committees required in the bylaws. And those would certainly be on a status where they could easily go to inactive. If it's a standing committee, I think they have to keep trying, kind of like it or not, unless we get into a bylaws amendment about which standing committees we would want to change. But I think there are things that can be done. I just don't know if it's really so much a bylaws thing as it is an agreement by those who are chairing PNB committees to be kind of proactive about implementing some of the tools that we already have. And maybe we can kind of, you know, talk about that a bit on the PNB level so that the convening is consistent and the rules are understood and sort of implemented, you know, evenly in each committee to sort of maximize efficient functioning.
Sasha?
Hi, Sasha, KPFA. So, kind of going to sum up a little bit of what I've been hearing. I mean, one of the things that I've heard, not necessarily tonight, but over the years, are problems with PNB committees getting together and meeting and meeting quorum. That seems to have been an ongoing problem for a long time. And it strikes me that as a governance committee, we might want to make some suggestions about that. It seems to me that if you've got committees that can't meet because members are on too many committees and don't really want to be on a committee, possibly because there are too many committees, I think there are an awful lot of PNB committees. Tracy can probably fill us in with the exact number. And I don't know how many of those are standing and how many are not. But it seems to me that having committees that are unable to meet is just very frustrating for people involved, and that really has a negative ramification, and we ought to find some way as a governance committee to fix this problem or do our best to fix it. It sounds like the suggestion being made that if it's not a standing committee, the LSB does not actually have to provide members would be a good thing to get out to all LSBs. It sounds like there needs to be some sort of set of instructions that are sent to all new conveners so that they know what they need to do.
It sounds like, I mean, things to me that are pretty common sense. If I were chair of a committee and somebody hadn't shown up for three meetings, I mean, I think before, by the time we hit meeting number two, for sure, I'd be sending them an email. If I had a phone number, I'd be calling them. I'd be trying to contact them to find out what's wrong. I mean, sort of pretty logical, common sense kinds of things. And if there are so many PNB meetings, committees over the years that don't meet, then clearly people aren't doing these things. So maybe some sort of a really small manual has to be written up on how to get your committees up and running and meeting. So I'm sort of throwing that out there as an idea that, you know, we would be the people to maybe put something like that together. You know, how do you post things on the KPF, you know, TX website? I don't know, but I know that if it were my job to do that, I'd be finding out who the appropriate person was and sending them an email and saying, help. You know, I don't understand why others aren't doing things like that, but you know, if that's really what's happening here, then it sounds like we need to do some helpful things that maybe are pretty practical and common sense, but that maybe people aren't doing. I would also say that as a governance committee, and this is a far more serious and bigger task, I think we should look at what the committees are. I mean, I think we're up to like 9, 10, 11 committees on the PNB. What number is that, Tracy? Do you know? Tracy?
I don't. I would have to count, but there's 6 or 7 that are required standing committees in the bylaws, so there's somewhere between 4 and 5 that are discretionary.
So like 11, 12, 13 committees, something like that. That's an awful lot of committees. I mean, you know, I don't think it's realistic to expect to be able to maintain that system. And I think that are there really that many different subjects that have to be segregated into a committee? Aren't there ways in which some of these committees perhaps overlap? I mean, maybe we ought to be asking for a list of all the committees, standing and otherwise, and making some suggestions around that.
Anyone else for the SAC?
Bob.
Okay. Bob?
Okay, yeah, Bob from PAI. I really agree with Sasha's comments. I think it might, well, first of all, the idea of, you know, kind of pulling together the existing rules and the existing procedures and ways to do things as a primer, as a guide to a new convener, I think that's helpful. And maybe it is time for us to look at how many committees there are, because that number is quite large. And, of course, on top of that number is whatever number the LSB, number of committees the LSB has. So it can really be overwhelming. And then you factor in that there's always only a certain percentage of people on any LSB who are willing to serve on committees. So then the burden tends to fall on a smaller subset, and it's easy for that subset to get burned out or just overload it. So, yeah, I mean, that's a longer-term project, but it might be a worthwhile project to look at whether any committees could be combined.
Okay.
Or whether they could be, they could simply meet less often. The bylaws don't require committees to meet every month, and maybe some committees don't really need to meet every month.
Thank you. Anyone else for the stack? I think these are all good suggestions. You might want to put some of them into a motion or a resolution or...
Motion to actually start gathering information to put together some sort of a guide for new conveners, or do we need a motion to start gathering, just this committee start gathering information about how many committees there are on the PNB and what their title and function is? so that we can sort of then get that information out to our committee members and for discussion.
I would suggest a task force, perhaps, you know, one to do the to find out how many committees they are and what their functions are and are the duplicates. And then the other, I would suggest to put together the handbook.
Yeah, this is Tracy. The list of committees shouldn't be too bad. I was actually going through it in my head, and there's 7 or possibly 8 of them are just in the bylaws as standing committees. And I think there are only 2 others. I think I exaggerated a bit. The Affiliates Task Force, which probably will refuse to disband itself, and the Financial Recovery Group, which is ad hoc and probably will disband itself. So I think we may be stuck with the 9 or 10 committees that we have. And I don't think that it's more than that, and I'm sorry if I exaggerated. It seems like a lot sometimes. But I think at least 7 of them are in the bylaws, possibly 8. And that description you can find under PNB committees in the bylaws, and it breaks it down there. So I'll go ahead and send the, you know, send that copy of the, of, you know, that section of the bylaws along with the other 2 committees, to the listserv tomorrow, if you guys want.
Thank you.
But I don't know how much, but I don't know how much flexibility there's going to be without a bylaws amendment.
This is Bob.
Okay. Bob, before we start a new stack, I asked about a task force, perhaps for people who want to work on putting together the manual.
Well, this is Sasha, and I can help with that, but I don't want to be solo here.
Well, I understand. That's why I asked for a task force, and
right.
I had thought of Sasha, but I understand that we all contributed a lot of time to this. Would someone like to help Sasha with that, perhaps?
Well, I can help with forwarding, you know, collecting and forwarding information, but I really can't add any more meetings.
I understand, Bob. So that's Sasha, Bob. Is there anyone else who might like to help work on this? Could someone mute their phone, #1? I hear background. Okay. Why don't you go ahead, Bob?
Okay. Well, I was just going to add a little to what Tracy said. Actually, there are several other committees. There's the Elections Committee, which is not in the bylaws. But
no, Bob. I think that's in the bylaws, Bob.
No, it's not. I was part of voting for that. I'm on the page. I'm on Article 8, Section 3, and it's not listed.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel, although that's only 5 PNB members. There are no LSB members on that one.
Right.
Can someone please mute their phone with this background noise? I guess they're not listening. Okay. And then just another task force is the Archives Task Force. And one of the things we wrestled with when I was on the PNB was whether to make...
No, Archives is gone. It's been gone for some time. It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. But just to clarify about the Affiliates Task Force, the board has wrestled several times with whether to make it a committee, and it, precisely because of this quorum problem, it was made a task force, which then relaxed the rules and meant that it could do business without, because it's all volunteer, so there's no fixed membership and it didn't have to have a quorum. Now, that's a great solution except for things, for committees that are prescribed by the bylaws, and those, the bylaws are unfortunately very rigid that, you know, you have to have a full majority of the currently seated members in order to do valid business. You know, but we also might want to look into the question of whether at times you just want to go ahead and convene the meeting and have discussion about an issue, even though you recognize that due to the lack of a quorum, you won't be able to take any votes, but you might make some headway on an issue by just talking about it. There's no rule against that, as long as it's public, of course.
Kathy on the stats.
Okay, so Bob. Kathy?
I think that, the solution that Bob just suggested is a good one. I know that when I had the opportunity to convene a committee, we had a lot of very, very constructive discussions, even though it wasn't quorum, that really guided people towards continuing the work, even though the meeting didn't have quorum and no votes could be taken. The problem I found with this solution is that apparently somewhere in the history of this organization, a motion was passed that the meetings wouldn't go public unless they were met quorum. And so that becomes restrictive in terms of having a public meeting. So I would like to, I guess, put forth a motion that if a committee is meeting and wants to engage in the dialogue of their work, that they be allowed to do that and it not be hampered in that way, that if there's enough people to have a discussion, then it should be, it would be useful for it to go public. So that would be the motion, that a committee be allowed to do its work or to do work, whether it reaches quorum or not, so that any potential motions could just be held for the next quorumed meeting before voting on it.
Would you like to offer that as a motion, Kathy?
That is a motion that I'm looking for this committee to take to the PNB, that a committee be allowed to continue its work. And the only difference would be that the votes wouldn't be taken at a non-quorumed meeting.
Okay. I know that in a committee we don't need a second on that, but we should do a roll call vote on that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm looking for my list, guys. I was looking at something else, so that's what this was. Okay. So that is Kathy's motion, and I'm going to call for a vote on it now. Sasha? Well,
this is Bob. Can I just say, I think it's good. I support it. But just so everyone's clear, what I recall one of the tech people telling us when we brought this up with them one night was that that the reason that rule was instituted, I think it was actually at their instigation, that because they, you know, it's time out of their schedule, and that if it's not a meeting that's going to have the power to make decisions, they don't think it's fair for them to have to, you know, be on recording duty for that. Now, I happen to disagree. I think Kathy has it right, that it is a service to Pacifica if there's a discussion of some important current issues, and that certainly can't happen without streaming. I mean, you don't want to have it in private. So, you know, it should be viewed by the board and therefore by the tech people as just another responsibility, that this is another way of doing business, although it's not taking any votes, but it's still moving the foundation forward in a different way. So I just wanted to give that background, even though I don't agree with that rationale. I just wanted people, in fairness, I want everyone to hear that was, I think, the rationale for the current rule.
R. Paul for comment?
R. Paul?
Yeah, first of all, I would like to hear the motion read so we really understand exactly what we're saying. And two, there are reasons why, for instance, Robert's Rules of Order requires quorums for certain things. Absent a quorum, you could actually end up with two groups of committee members claiming to be having a different meeting, and, you know, who's right if neither one has a quorum? And there are all sorts of good reasons to not allow quorumed things to go forward. And in terms of not killing the tech people, I agree with that. And I think really we should see how this works, see if it makes some bigger problems than it solves. This particular policy of the PNB hasn't been in place for very long, and I'd like to see if it makes for more than
you know, simple inconvenience. Because if it's just a bit of an inconvenience here and there, that's not a good reason to overturn it. If it's really causing problems, then yes. And, you know, people... the thing with the quorum is a little tricky because, again, legally you really should have that. And I can see other reasons for it, too. All right, that's it.
Kathy, on the staff, if I may.
Kathy?
Yes. One of the reasons that I'm making this motion is because, as someone said earlier, what happens... with the meetings is that people get discouraged if they are engaged in a committee that's not doing any work, not having any constructive conversation, not allowing people to move the dialogue forward. And then the more that happens, the more difficult it is to sustain the committee. But I mean, it may not work for all committees, but for some, I think it would indeed work. I mean, especially, a meeting like today, of course, this motion, if it weren't quorum, would have to wait to the next meeting to have been able to accomplish getting to that point of going through the discussion. So I just think that it would help to keep the work... to get the work done. And very often, less time would be wasted. So instead of spending an hour waiting for quorum, you could spend an hour doing a brief discussion in the public domain and finish and then end the meeting. So I feel it would just be a better use of the time.
Okay, Kathy, would you like to write your motion, perhaps, and send it out so people can read it?
I don't have access to a computer. I'm only on my phone. But I can do it after I get off the phone.
Because I think people just need to have it stated very, very quickly and clearly so that they know. I know I like to read the motions if possible.
Okay.
I have to agree with
that. Okay, so do you want me to state it again?
Yes, would you please?
Okay, I'll see if I can do it coherently. I guess be it resolved that committees be allowed to conduct its business in the absence of a quorum on the public stream.
Hello, there's background noise. Could you put your phone on #1? Would you start again, Kathy? I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm trying to make it coherent enough. I'm happy to accept help if somebody can think of a better way of saying it, but it's just be it resolved that committees be empowered to conduct a meeting in the absence of quorum in order to further the discussion and work of the committee. And I guess I don't know how to say this, but we would have to just say that and any motions would be held to the next quorumed meeting for a vote.
Does everyone understand Kathy's motion?
Yes.
This is Bob. I refined the wording a little bit, and I can send it in a minute. Resolved that PNB committees be empowered to conduct meetings in the absence of a quorum in order to further the committee's business with the proviso that any motions other than agenda setting, because you'd have to have a motion to agree what topics to talk about, any motions other than agenda setting, I'm sorry, I'm thinking there's another thing, which is any motions other than agenda setting or the date or setting the next the date of the next meeting be held to the next meeting for a vote.
Okay. Do you agree to that, Kathy?
I do.
Okay, would you send that around, please?
Yes, yes, I'm going to do that in 1 minute.
Now, we had amended this agenda that this meeting end at 10 o'clock. It is now 10:01. We need to make a motion to extend time so that we can get this vote in, or what would you like to
do? So moved. Extend for 15 minutes.
Right.
Okay, second. A point of information, though, at the end of a meeting, wouldn't that just mean that you would have to call the question? Or
yes.
Would that not be included when we're out of time?
Yeah, I could try to answer it, Marcel, if you want.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, that's the usual procedure. But, of course, at any time, anyone, when a meeting is about to end, anyone can move to extend, as Tracy
exactly.
just did.
Okay.
You can go either way. You could either just say, okay, we're at time, so...
I can move not to extend, too, if someone wants to call the question. I just was trying to be accommodating because Marcel
yeah.
said, does someone want to extend?
I mean, I don't...
But I'm not, like, entrenched in that point of view.
Well, you know, while we were speaking and while I was waiting for the wording to be completed, I was looking up call the question, actually. And it was listed here as inappropriate times to use it. So it just happens to be that I'm on call the question. Okay.
So you can't call the question.
Yeah.
Okay, I just sent it to the committee.
I don't, but so I'll wait a minute.
Yeah.
It may not be in yet.
It might take a minute, yeah. I haven't even gotten it back myself yet.
Well, you haven't? Okay.
Okay, I just got it.
I got it, too.
I got it.
Okay. So does everyone have it? And if not, would someone like to read it out loud? Perhaps, Bob, you could read it for people
sure.
who don't have
question.
It or for the stream.
Question. Did we vote on extending, or are we just going to vote on this and it's out? What are we doing?
We voted on extending for 15 minutes.
I didn't hear that vote.
No, actually, we never did take the vote. We got kind of sidetracked on whether you needed to extend.
I'm assuming it was unanimous. No one opposed. Okay.
Just ask for anybody.
Why don't you just ask? Just ask
15
if anyone's
minutes.
Checked.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I think just formally you should just ask, does anyone object to extending 15 minutes? Because that didn't quite happen.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Does anyone object to extending the 15 minutes? Hearing no objections. Could you read the motion now, please, Bob?
Yes. Resolve that PNB committees be empowered to conduct a meeting in the absence of a quorum in order to further the committee's business, with the proviso that any motions other than agenda setting or I have an extra V you can strike, other than agenda setting or setting the date of the next meeting be held to the next meeting for a vote.
Okay. And you approve of this this motion, this wording of your motion, Kathy?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay. Then let's take a quick vote. Do you want all in favor of this motion?
Aye.
I think someone has to call the roll.
No. I just wanted to hear, did I hear anyone who said they were against it? That's all.
I'm opposed
okay.
to it.
We'll do a roll call vote on this. Jessica Apollinaro, Mal Bernstein,
yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Gail Dixon?
Yeah.
Sasha Fulton?
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Brenda Medina is absent. Tony Norman is absent. Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Nancy is absent. John Winger is absent. Kevin White is no longer with us. Okay. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4 in favor. 1 opposed, and 1 abstention. The motion passes.
The motion passes. Good. Point of information?
Yes.
So does this mean that this now gets presented to the P&B as a motion from the committee? Is that how it works?
Yes, it would go up to the P&B.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Can I get on the staff just for a second to make a comment on that?
Yes. Anyone else for the stack? Okay, Tracy.
It'll get on the agenda for the next non-continuation meeting that the PNB schedules. For now, our upcoming meeting on Thursday, as several of the meetings are, is a continuation meeting, and that means that no new items are added to the agenda. And I don't know whether the meeting on the 12th will also be a continuation meeting. It might. So just so people understand, it gets added to the agenda when it's a non-continuation meeting.
Okay.
Thank Whenever you. That happens.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
If I may, for Tracy or whomever might know.
I just heard an email from Summer.
Report or on this continuation meeting.
Yeah, what, Kathy? I mean, if I know the answer.
Well, my question was if the governance committee is scheduled at one of these continuation meetings to make a committee report, then that would provide an opportunity to bring this motion, would it not?
It could, I believe, and the governance committee is scheduled. The governance committee is probably scheduled for a shorter period of time. But you could potentially extend, and if the board agreed and it was already scheduled for a governance committee report, then, yeah, I think the motions could be brought up is my understanding. But you would need to extend time, and I don't know offhand, I haven't looked at the agenda, if the governance committee is scheduled for a report. Maybe it is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm looking at the temporary agenda, the proposed agenda now. Okay.
I looked at it briefly. I just don't remember. You know, those things are so long.
Mm-hmm.
True. Okay, would we like to go back to the agenda? I'm sorry. I just knocked the cord out of my computer, so I don't have the agenda in front of me. Could we go to the next thing on the agenda? Would someone read it to me while we have a couple of moments left? Hello?
I'm looking for it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm in transit, Marcel. I can't do it. Sorry.
Oh, I understand. I understand. It's just I just kicked my computer.
Okay.
Just
now. I got it.
All right.
Another related part. Shall there be non-quorum reports for evidence of attendance and absence at PNB committee members? And what is the content of such non-quorum committee meeting reports? In other words, I think what Nancy's talking about is some mechanism to just simply alert the PNB oh, we had our second or our third or our fourth meeting in a row where there was no quorum. Here's the number of people who did show up. Here's the number who didn't show up. FYI. I think that's what she was thinking of. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just trying to clarify what I think she's trying to get at.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm back up. Yeah, I do think that is what she's trying to say here. And it's... Okay, I'm back up. Thank you, Bob. Who is that for the stack? Hello?
Maybe we're all talked out.
Maybe so. And it is almost 10:15. It's 10:11.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. If we won't be able to get to that, then let's call for an adjournment.
So moved.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.